Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He's coming at any moment, and we have to be prepared for that, yes. 1 John 2:28. 1 John 2:28, we need to be ready. Let me give you an illustration of this. I wasn't going to go here, but I could do this in 2-3 minutes. A Jewish wedding, when Jesus said that I'll come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's that Greek word paralambano. It's a marriage, a word of marriage. I'm going to get you and I'm going to marry you. That where I am, there may be also. The disciples knew exactly what Jesus was talking about. Because back then they would have, when the young man would want to marry a young lady, they married ladies back then, men and ladies, but that's the whole of the story, that he would go to the father and he would say, I want to marry your daughter. And they would make a dowry. And again, I can't get into all of this. It's really good though. And the father says, okay, you want to marry my daughter, you have to pay this certain amount, whether it's 10 cows or 20 sheep or whatever it may be. He has to pay a dowry. He pays that dowry. He pays that to the father. And then he goes to that bride. And again, there's a lot I'm not adding in here. He goes to the bride and they drink from a cup. And they're betrothed to each other and they make a promise. I'll be true to you and you be true to me. That's why we read about Joseph and Mary, about they were married, but they hadn't come together yet. In Jewish law, in Jewish minds and law, they were already married. They were betrothed. And they were as good as married. They just hadn't come together yet. That's why the angel told Joseph, Joseph, fear not, don't put Mary away. In other words, don't divorce her. Because in his mind, she fooled around on him. And how can this be? The angel appears, Joseph, this is of God. Don't divorce her, even though they hadn't. Are you following? That's the thought. So back then, they were married. The father, the son would go back to the father's house and would build a house for the bride. In my father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. He builds a house for the bride. When he's done with the house, he comes completely unannounced, and he doesn't send her a telegram saying, hey, by the way, I'm on my way. He comes and he goes to the gate, and a trumpet's blowed with a loud voice, doo, 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 whatever they do. Hey, the groom is here. And during that time, while the groom is away, that bride has to be busy doing something. She's preparing herself for a wedding. Do you know what she's preparing herself for? Or what she's preparing? Her wedding garment. It's called a trousseau. They didn't go to Macy's and buy their wedding dresses, or where they buy their wedding dresses. They had to make them prepare the wedding dresses. And it would be a shame if the groom came and she didn't have her wedding garment prepared. Are you following? Anyway, they would come and he would take her back with an entourage back to the father's house that he had prepared for her. And they would go in there and they would consummate the marriage, and they would be in there for 7 days. And that's a whole nother story. But you get the picture. That he says, lest you be ashamed at my coming, you be prepared. Okay? Revelation chapter 3, verse number 11. Again, speaking of the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Revelation 3:11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. We'll get to that in just a moment. But you see where you use that word quickly, suddenly, all at once. He can come at any moment. At any moment. Quickly. Imminently, suddenly, all at once. And then perhaps my favorite passage of scripture for his coming is found in Revelation chapter number 22. Three times we find where Jesus is speaking. It's the end of the scripture, end of the Bible. And these are three times Jesus tells us something. And these are the last words to us in scripture. Verse number 7 from Jesus Christ. He says this, verse number 7. Behold, I come quickly. Verse number 12. Behold, I come quickly. The word means suddenly, not so much the manner of time, but suddenly, imminently. There's an overhanging and I can come at any moment. And then verse number 20, the last things that Jesus said that's written in our Bible, surely I come quickly. And you can say what you want to say. People can say it, but I'm going to believe that Jesus could come quickly all at once without any warning. Because here's John. What's the next word after verse number 20? When Jesus says, "Surely I come quickly," what's the next word? Amen. What's that word amen mean? So be it. Truly, truly, literally, John said, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Standing on his tippy toes of anticipation, he knew that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. He just saw it. He wrote these things down. He was a witness to these things when Jesus said, "Come up hither, and I will show you these things which must be hereafter." And he saw the translation of the saints. He saw the unveiling of the seals and the blowing of the trumpets. He saw the Antichrist being revealed in the middle of the week. He saw the bowls of wrath being opened, those seven bowls or vials of great wrath. He saw the revelation of Jesus Christ in Revelation 19. He saw the new heaven and new earth in Revelation 21 and 22. He saw all these things. And when Jesus said, "Surely I come quickly," he said, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Jesus could come at any moment. Don't let anybody tell you. And there's some good men out there who will tell you that Jesus Christ has to come in the middle of the tribulation or at the end of the tribulation or whenever. We need to be looking and anticipating and waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I got 5 minutes. Let me give you 9 things quickly. Why we should believe the imminent return of Jesus Christ, how it affects us. Do you know what we believe affects our actions? What we believe affects our actions in anything that we do. Again, the word imminent means to be an overhanging. It's about to happen. It could happen in any moment, appearing to fall. If we believe that Jesus Christ could come at any moment, in other words, an imminent mentality, number one, it should affect our worship. It should affect our worship. In Hebrews chapter number 10, you know these. Most of you would know these verses by heart. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 25. It should affect our worship. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. That's what we're doing this morning. As the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, encouraging one another. And then this, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What is the day approaching? The coming of our Lord. If we believe that Jesus Christ had come at any moment, it would affect our worship. And not only that, so much the more. Well, it would affect our work. Not only would it affect our worship, it would affect our work. And Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 5. Let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The word moderation literally means your gentleness and how you're dealing with other people. But I use it as a work, as people see you. Well, if we really believe that Jesus could come at any moment, the Bible says, let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. It'd make us a different person. We'd be busy for the Lord. It would affect our witness. It'd affect our worship. It'd affect our work. It would affect our witness. If we really believed the Lord could come at any moment, it would affect how we share the gospel with others. In Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. Let me go. This is the giving of the Great Commission. Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Remember what I told you, the difference between the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit? The Holy Ghost is mentioned many more times in Scripture than the Holy Spirit. The reason is the Holy Ghost is His name. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Again, He's using His proper name, that the Holy Ghost will come upon you. When it refers to the Holy Spirit, it speaks of His working, the fruit of the Spirit, that kind of thing. Anyway, it's come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me in both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the othermost part of the earth. And when He's spoken these things, while they bailed, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven." Jesus Christ is coming again very, very soon.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.